J-Man's federal public defender Jamie McGrady asked for the bail review, citing concerns about information that could implicate her client. As per his current release conditions, Mann is required to undergo an alcohol and substance abuse evaluation, a mental health evaluation, and could be asked to provide information about his finances to probation officers. McGrady says, quote, "At this point, it appears that Mr. Mann's financial information, mental health history, and drug history will play critical roles in any potential defense at trial," end quote. Therefore, she wants the judge to make clear who will have access to information gathered by financial, health, and mental health professionals in order to protect Mann's Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. McGrady says she was only recently provided with more details about the case and that Mann has not decided whether to seek to settle the case or go to trial. Jay Mann is accused of scamming at least $2.7 million out of more than a dozen victims over several years and gambling that money away at a Washington-area casino. Most of his victims live in or have ties to Dillingham. He's been indicted on 11 counts of wire fraud and 8 counts of money laundering and could face 20 years in jail if convicted. After he was arrested this fall, he was released to ankle monitoring and returned to the Puyallup area. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.